Off the ball, thanks to Air. Watch Paddy Barnes and Jamie Conlon in exclusive action June 17th on Box Nation as part of the Air Sport Pack.
Thomas Barr has just had a really good run at the Diamond League meeting in Oslo, finishing third in a time of 48.95. So some really promising early season form for Barr. We'll bring you more on that throughout the evening with Richie. But we're going to switch our attention to hurling and the second of the Munster hurling semi-finals taking place this weekend. Cork against Waterford. It is a 4 o'clock throw-in at Semple Stadium. Joined on the line by Tommy Dunn and by Mick Foley. Mick, good to talk to you for once where we're not talking about Cork in crisis in either football or hurling. The corner has been turned.
You look at, you know, it's always a special thing when Cork beat Tip. They're always special games and all that sort of thing. And, you know, Kieran Kingston has been saying all the right things, though, as you would. You know, it was one game. You know, there's been plenty spoken about Tipperary since and where they were at and the performance they put in and relative to Cork. But look, you can't deny or nobody in the Cork camp can deny that it was a landmark victory in terms of the young guys who stepped up.
Yeah,
you can't get away from that. It was five guys to come in and play the, and most all of them played the way they did. It sets them up for this season and going forward. You know?
Yeah, that's the thing. You can say all you want that it was one game from Kieran Kingston's point of view, but it was a massive game, and it was a game that for those young players and even the players that have been around the block and have really had to suffer over the last years and have struggled at times, and there's been huge criticism on them, just the weight off their shoulders to go and put in that type of performance to silence so many of the critics. It must be such a different mindset, you would imagine, in that Cork group now than it was this time a year ago.
Yeah, it's worth keeping in mind as well. Like, they did introduce a lot of new guys now, you know, so I mean, That was a major thing as well. A lot of the guys that were coming into play, okay, you know, they don't have the underage success or what have you, but they wouldn't have had that kind of baggage, I suppose, of getting bet down over the last couple of years. Excuse me. But, there are some teams in different sports right across the thing that you just don't encourage, like. And one of them is a Cork hurling team. You do not encourage a Cork hurling team. And now they've got, you know, I mean, when you think about the conversations before the Tip game, even in the broader kind of context of the Munster Championship and the Cork-Tip rivalry and the flat kind of nature of the whole thing, you know, it electrified the Munster Championship. Number two, it started off the Hurling Championship in a vein that has continued on with, you know, I mean, the Hurling Championship, the first month's been sensational. It's lifted everything. That victory lifted everything and everybody apart from Tip. And, it's put Cork in a very interesting position now going into Waterford, because it's going to be a very, very different sort of a challenge they're going to come up against, you know?
Yeah, Tom, I wonder from a coaching point of view, when you're Kieran Kingston and you're back into the sessions the week after that win over Tip, in one sense, you want to make sure the players stay grounded, but also you need to ensure that they do take the confidence from that into this game from Waterford, and that does kick on your summer. How do you go about getting that balance right?
Oh, well, look, it's brilliant to be going in coaching a group that are after winning the first round of the Munster Championship, and I'd imagine it was a brilliant experience for Kieran Kingston going back into training a few nights after beating Tip. Like, there's no better feeling than that, in fairness, in the Munster Championship. So I'd say it was easy enough to get him grounded again. And getting the balance right. Well, sure, like, it's easy enough to get the balance right. Like, they have Waterford coming up in the Munster semi-final, so your focus just shifts onto that game straight away, and you go about analysing them and looking at them and seeing how you can find a way of finding weak spots and trying to manipulate that. So it's just, you know, that's what the Munster Championship, that's what Championship hurling is all about. Whether you win or lose, you just move on to the next one straight away. But, you know, maybe it was a bit of a challenge to keep the excitement from getting too much for young fellas. But I'd say it wasn't too difficult a job either. Like, I know for sure they have a huge challenge against Waterford. So I'd say the giddiness got, you know, they would have got down to business fairly quick to prepare for the Waterford game.
I'm not sure how many times you've been in the position, Tommy, but when the team that goes straight through to the semi-final has to face a side that's already played a game in the championship and won the quarter-final, how long does it take to get up to that sort of championship speed? How long can we expect before we see Waterford flying at all cylinders in this game?
Yeah, definitely. It's a good point, and that's the beauty of having a match under your belt. Cork will be confident of hitting the ground running fairly quickly, I'd say, on Sunday. Particularly, I think the weather is going to be nice and warm and dry. It'll suit them. Whereas Waterford haven't had a competitive game since, I think, the Galway match.
Yeah, 11 weeks. So
that's a long time off to go into a Munster semi-final. So it's very hard to expect them to be flat out from the word go. Like, I'm sure their intensity will be up there, but it's certainly an advantage to have a good performance under your belt. But then, you know, Waterford's training has gone well by all accounts. I think they're hurling fairly well in challenge matches and all that kind of thing. They're on the back of a good finish to the season last year. So you know, it sets it up nicely. But 11 weeks without a competitive game is definitely a challenge.
Yeah. Tommy, Derek McGrath in the semi-finals last year against Kilkenny ditched the sweeper system after nearly 2 years with the extra defender. With that 11-week break, and we know he thinks very, very deeply about his side's tactics, what are you expecting him to serve up defensively on Sunday?
Well, I think, I don't know whether you'd call it a defensive strategy or not, but I think the first thing they'll do is they will get very tight, and they will probably attack Anthony Nash's puck outs a lot more effectively than Tipperary did. I think that would be a big learning for Waterford out of the Cork Tip game. Nash pretty much directed traffic right from dead ball and from place balls. He was picking people out long, middle, and short at absolute will. And Cork really directed the game through their half forward line and midfield. So I would say they're going to get very tight on their men, or Tadhg De Bulcke will just sit back and cover off the space between the half back line and the full back line. You know, a couple of instances during the Tip game, there was maybe 35, 40 yards between the Tip half back line and the Tip inside back line, and even at that, it was a 2-on-2 situation. Now, any forward worth their salt with a bit of speed as their weapon is, you know, that's manna from heaven. So I can't imagine Waterford letting those sorts of spaces be created in the Cork forward line on Sunday. So I would expect to see them with some sort of a covering player, and I would expect to see them really, really, really getting aggressively tight on the Anthony Nash puck out. They're the two things I'd be watching out for. Anyway.
Mick, it's a huge game for Waterford this. It's 2 years now since they beat Cork in that Munster semi-final, coming off the back of the league win, and there was such a buzz around Waterford that they were going to go on and they were going to pick up a lot more silverware over the next few years. There hasn't been any more silverware since that league title. The setback of last year's All-Ireland semi-final, the setback of not being able to win a league title, not being able to progress there, is there quite a bit of pressure on this group?
Well, it's a funny one, like, because they're not, it's not like they've been on the road forever, but, you know, they have gotten themselves into positions, probably about a half dozen opportunities to take that, you know, sort of big step forward, you know. So, you know, lost a couple of Munster finals, lost a couple of All-Ireland semi-finals, you know, even losing the league semi-final, even that game to Galway the last day. I know they didn't have a great team out, and you'd question how seriously they really were going for it. But, you know, there's been opportunities. The All-Ireland semi-final last year, again, as you said there. Like, so, you know, there's only so many times you get these opportunities. And look, at the way it's set up, okay, look, we can be critical of Tipperary and all in terms of the way they played against Cork, but still, having Tip out of the way in Waterford's head, like, they'll have no fear of Cork, you know, and they'll have no fear of Clare either. So, I mean, in terms of winning a Munster title, this is a terrific opportunity. And actually, just I know we're kind of backtracking here a little bit, but you just mentioned there about what Cork would have done to try and get their heads back into shape. Cork went straight back into club games the following week. They did around the club championship the following week, so there was no training or nothing, which is an interesting pointer for other counties around the place, you know. But kind of in terms of Waterford, look, they're not going to have any fear of Cork as such, but they'll know that they have to perform, and as Tommy mentioned there, I mean, going out, you know, they're really the last team into the hurling championship, which is always I think an awkward spot to be, because, you know, they are going to be, you know, physically it's not going to be an issue, but just getting to the pitch of the whole thing, getting to the pitch of their own game, and what they want to do is going to take a while, and that might be the opportunity for Cork to inflict their game on them early on in the thing. Like, you know, Tommy mentioned there about closing up space. I think one thing Cork, I thought, were really good at was creating that space in defence, whether it was through diagonal balls, kind of really stretching the play, or, you know, just basically winning those puckouts and that. I mean, and I suppose that goes back to, you know, Cork kind of had terrific control of both half lines in that game. So, again, it kind of comes to, you know, Waterford are going to have to sort of, you know, get tight, but also sort of inflict that kind of swarming game to some degree. But what I'd really like to see Waterford do, actually, is to play the game on the front foot in terms of, you know, inflicting their sort of defensive game, if you like, but also being proactive in terms of going forward to win the game. Come out to win it, you know. Maybe that was something against Kilkenny last year. It was kind of there for them the first day and it didn't. And that's been a situation a few times where, you know, they've been really, they've developed a team that's well able to compete, more than well able to compete. But the next question now is, you've got to go on and win it. You've got to take these chances. No more than when Cork sensed weakness and tipped the last day, they absolutely grabbed it, you know. And you want to see that from Waterford. If Waterford can do that, the summer is wide open for them.
Yeah, Tommy, pick up on that point about, again, I guess that comes back to where Waterford are at this stage into Derek McGrath's time in charge, that they're at a stage where they do need to be kicking on. They need to be showing that, all right, Cork are showing a resurgence, but they're still a season or two ahead of them.
Yeah, well, no, I would argue that Waterford probably need to win this match a good bit more than Cork at this stage, actually, to be honest with you. Like, you know, Waterford last year could easily have been in an All-Ireland final. They went to a level against Kilkenny on both days that I wasn't sure they could get to, in terms of physical intensity, number one, and then number two, in terms of actually having the firepower and the scoring ability to beat the likes of Kilkenny. And, you know, in their two matches last year, well, particularly in the second game, they showed that. So now they need to be going on and winning something. They need to be going on and winning the Munster Championship. Copper fastening their position as in the top two or three teams in the country at this stage. That's where the bar has gone up for Waterford, even from last year, in my view. And I would agree with Mick. I think you'd be looking for Waterford to be playing this match on the front foot, but also using their defensive savvy that we know that they have. But I thought what they did, the big change last year, which was incredible really, was from the Munster final game against Tip, and the difference the way they played in that match against the way they played against Kilkenny in the first semi-final. That was a serious shift. So whether they can develop that more, or if develop is the right word, whether they can actually go with a similar template again, I think that's the way forward for them, to be honest with you.
What's your prediction, Tommy?
I expect Waterford to win it.
And you, Mick?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, when it comes down to it, they're on the road just long enough now to kind of take on that kind of pressure on board, you know. And physically, you would imagine that they're a little bit ahead of Cork. And if, as you know, as we've been saying, if they can both inflict the game we know they have, and just you know, push on as they did, because you know you're really drawing a line back to the Kilkenny game with Waterford, because the league is difficult to gauge with them. But Cork will take a lot from the fact that, like, they beat Waterford with probably about a dozen of the team that started against Tip, so they'll take an awful lot from that, and knowing that they can compete in that way. But Waterford were a bit off the pace that day, so you'd expect Waterford eventually to wear Cork down and get there.
All right, great stuff. Mick Foley, Tommy Dunn, thanks as always for taking the call. We will have full coverage of Cork against Waterford on Sunday's Off the Ball. We've got Oisín Langan and Tommy Walsh down at Semple Stadium. We'll have Dahi Regan in studio keeping a close eye on it as well, and we'll have reporters at all the other Gaelic games matches that are taking place on Sunday afternoon.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to AIR. Catch all the sports you love free on the AIR Sport Pack with AIR Broadband.